At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. And today is a special day. I am here with the birthday boy himself, the barber that lives next to the harbor, the man who single-handedly made September the month to remember.
Oh,
Jake B.
Hello, everybody. That's right. I just hit the applause button for myself. That's right. It's my birthday. Thank you for having me on my birthday. Wait, I'm on the show. Fuck, you had no choice.
Jake is 40 years old today.
40, dude. 40. Today, the big 4-0, dude. Today.
Yep. He didn't think I was going to spill the beans.
Nah, dude, I knew you would.
But I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah. No, nowhere else I'd rather be.
So on his 40th birthday, we called him into work.
That's right. But gladly, because we got a very cool guest today. And I went and surfed this morning because I was fired up about our guest. And I'm 40. I woke up, the waves look good. I'm like, you know what? I have to surf today. I was supposed to be here at 9:30. I showed up at like 10:15. That's it. I was 45 minutes late, but I had to surf. I did. It was fun. And we've got a killer guest today. And I consider it a birthday present to myself, Kalani. That's right. Yes, we have a super special guest. We have a pro surfer, an actor. This dude was in Blue Crush, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was on Ballers on HBO. That's right. He's now a YouTuber with Beefs TV. He's going to be a hotel mogul here coming up in a minute. And he's got an Emmy we just found out for his role on Momentum Generation.
What does he not do?
There's nothing he doesn't do. Yes, we got him. Kalani Robb on the show. What's up, Kalani?
There it is.
You knew I was going to hit it. You got to get up to the mic and tell the people hello.
I don't know about hotel moguls yet. But yeah, I like that. Man, I was just talking to being on Momelo, and then all you guys got a pro. I mean, I got weird. I'm like, whoa, these guys looking sounding all pro.
Yeah, this was a straight blooper reel leading up to us hitting record.
Oh, my
goodness. We tried for 15 minutes live on YouTube. We're just fucking up left and right, but we finally got the show started and we're pumped up. So what's cracking, dude? You surfed this morning too. How'd it go?
I surfed a spot in Laguna. The boys wouldn't really want me to tell. But,
yeah.
It was fun.
Somewhere in Laguna.
I got sucked over on a few.
Nice. Oh, so that means it was good enough.
Skimming adventures type things with the skimboard boys.
For those watching on YouTube, or for those listeners anyway, he's got like his quiver of catch surf models. Which board did you ride today? The boards that are behind us.
I rode this one, my Special 54.
Special 54. What's the setup? I can't see the fin. A thruster setup on the catch surf soft top, the Kalani Robb model. He's got the cat, and he's got the cool ass, like...
Little thruster dog. Oh, he hit the mic.
Oh, that's okay.
Dang. And then you got the little snapper.
Dang, look at the front.
Get the angles.
Ooh. That surf club logo.
The angles.
Look at them angles. That's right. So we had a surfy morning in Southern California, and we came in to do the show. I mean, really, we just found out. We came in on Monday to record a show, Duddy and I did, and I'd wanted to get Kalani on before. I actually have another friend, Lance Mokowow. You might know. My buddy Lance knows you or knows someone. I tried to get you on through Lance before we left on tour, but our buddy Dean that's with Cutlass, Cutlass brand, he hooked us up with Kalani, and this was literally 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We got this together, and we're so stoked to have you here, man.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude.
I like this studio. I've never been in what would this be?
I guess a podcast studio.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah, man. I've talked about it before, this Reamp Studios. I came here for something completely separate. And, you know, while I was here, I saw this podcast studio. And we started talking right then and there. And that's kind of how this whole thing got started.
Yeah, Duddy came in to do something music related, saw the studio, and I think 2 weeks later we recorded our first episode. And
yeah.
Here
what
we
was
are.
That? Was that like 3 months ago?
Three months ago. And we've already done a nationwide tour. We got a live show coming up at the Improv. Dude, we're doing the Improv in Irvine live on October 7th, Duddy.
October 7th. Yeah, that's right. We will be.
You're welcome
at the,
to come, dude. Just let us know.
We
you're
would actually
in.
Love for
you're
to come.
In. Yeah. Oh yeah. If, yeah.
Sure. Are we still stage diving these kind of things?
Fuck
for
yeah.
Sure.
You cool. could be the first one to stage.
You know,
because
I got
improv.
That. I got that. That old school shit still in me. Like the Blink 182 days.
Oh yeah. We'll play
yeah.
some.
You know.
We'll play some Pennywise or something and let you just do a straight sender right off the front, dude.
You know what? That would be fucking hilarious.
Knock over some drinks and some burgers.
If you're listening live, you got to get your tickets to the Irvine Improv October 7th because Kalani is going to stage dive.
For sure. I will get, I will.
Oh, yeah. Get him up. Get open
I will
the
do
mic.
It. I will
there
stage dive. I'll actually do that for you guys.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
see, there you
God.
Go. VIP
I'll bring it back,
listeners.
I'll bring it back for the old school. And I'm 42.
Are you 40?
There it is.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. We're buddies. We're twins. Wait, are you 40 or 42?
40.
40 also. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
40,
we're 40
with a 2.
Oh, and a 2. All right.
Okay.
Because I've been watching you surf since I was a kid, but I'm like, I don't know if he's my age or like a couple years older, you know? But
no, I keep it gangster, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Eat a lot of donuts. Talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, you look young still. Know. We both do. What's up, Duddy? Let's get into it, bud.
Let's get into it. So, yeah, we're super stoked to have Kalani in here today. On Jake's birthday, what better could there be? So yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about let's maybe even just start by getting into today's subject and why we have him on here and why this is our subject of the day. It's versatility. What we really like about Kalani is he didn't just become a pro surfer and then just stop there. You know, he's done so many other things in his life. He became an actor. He was in Blue Crush and Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like we talked about, and other things. He started his own YouTube channel, Beefs TV, which is just awesome. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. There's some...
You will laugh
while
watching.
What's this clip right here?
Yeah, we got a clip going right now. You know, Kalani, they rip on this channel as well, but they also do hilarious commentary. Basically, Kalani, it seems like you go down to the beach every day with your friends, you film... And you fucking make people laugh. It's like comedy surfing, you know? And there's you, and there's guys like Ben Gravy, and there's like Jamie O'Brien, and you guys have like created this whole niche thing online. I love it, which is like comedy surfing lifestyle vlogs.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I guess I'll start it by this. It used to be not cool. Like when I was doing my thing in the very beginning of it, people are like, pink boards, what are you doing? Be a pro, dude, like rip, do all these things, you know? And then I was like, no, that I just felt it. You know, I like having fun. I got to know the guys at Catch Surf, I'm talking like years ago. And just every day I would hang out with them and surf, and I wasn't sponsored by them yet. And we would go out and do this kind of stuff. And then it just became like what we would do. And then I met a whole bunch of other guys that did what I did. So it just kind of became like, sort of like our own like club type of thing, you know, like that's our vibe, or you know, like a team, I suppose.
Yeah, it feels like a team. Like for those who are listening, there's Ben Gravy on the East Coast, Kalani on the West Coast, and then you've got Jamie O'Brien, you know, holding it down in Hawaii, which you were born and raised in Hawaii, but now you live out here. And is there more people, I'm sure, that I don't even know about?
Yeah, I mean, Blair Conklin, Tyler Stanlan, we have like a bunch of like just random people.
Yeah, so, and it's like they're always making videos. And it seems like when Ben Gravy's over here, he's hanging out with you. When you're over there, it's like they're all hanging out. They're all making videos together. And like you said, when you first started doing it, you were getting a little bit of shit. Is it because surfing can be kind of critical? It's like you're supposed to be cool and you're supposed to be laid back, but you're out there being loud and having fun and riding loud boards and just being crazy. And that was kind of frowned upon, you think, or at least shunned or something?
In the beginning, they're like, well, for me, maybe because they're just like, Kalani, you should be on a hard board and doing this or doing that or whatever I was doing that people were into it.
So
but I like riding hard boards too still, but this was just way more fun because it's just kind of messing around. You know, we're messing around, having fun. It brings you back to being kind of like a youth, because when you sit there and you grab a fucking pink board, you look at it, it just changes your outlook on life. You're like, okay, like look around, you're like, okay, here we go. You know what I mean? And that's it. So you're like, the whole thing's different. You're having fun.
And that's why you got into surfing, right? That's why people get into surfing at first, is just for fun.
Yeah.
Like you didn't, the first time you go out, like, I'm going to do this because I want to be a professional.
Yeah.
You went out there to have fun with your friends.
And a lot of people too, if you see us, because you know, like this, like people are watching this, like, oh my God. And then they'll maybe see on VSTV, oh my God, or they'll see this, whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a lot of that, I think, if I watch other people do, it's an act a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that shit's hard to sustain if you're, it's an act.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Straight up, bottom line, people trip out on us because they're like, they see us, no camera, no nothing, just us go, because we all live together. We all live by each other. We're just hanging. We'll go eat dinner together, whatever. We hang. That's our group.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm surfing, then the first thing people say is Beef's TV here? Because they know, if you're around us, you're part of us.
Yeah.
You're going to get videoed.
They're looking to get on Beef's TV.
You're on,
dude.
Yeah. You're on. We're not like fucking Hurley, or not to say, you know what I mean, whatever.
Yeah, nothing bad, I love but Hurley, I get what you're saying.
But let's say, because that's terrible. I love Bob, so sorry. I'll take that out. a big corporate company that doesn't really have that anymore. It's just a big corporate company. We're a little company that is just having fun like it used to be. Mm-hmm. And it's not an act, and we're just like, it's just having fun. You know what I mean?
That's
I think that's why people gravitate.
That's why people do. Like, yeah. I think in every genre across the board, in anything, like Duddy and I come on our show and we just talk shit. There's no rules. Say whatever you want. We don't care. And I think that's why people like watching us, and people should watch Beef's TV and things like that, because it's just you going to the beach with your friends and you're recording. You're not holding back. Yeah. If you guys fall or embarrass yourself, you laugh at yourselves. That's my favorite part. Like someone will trip running down to the sand.
The best part is we go off on each other.
Oh yeah,
our secret
trash each other
is it's real.
Mm. Oh yeah. Like, oh, that's my, it's my, the same with the people on the
Beefs
bus.
Beefs himself,
you know?
Like Beefs who creates it. I've done like I'm like yummy, yummy. I killed it right here on this one. I look over at Beefs. He's all, no.
Is that the guy who's
like,
commentating
what?
A lot?
Yeah, that's what he does.
He's so funny, dude.
He runs Catch Surf. He's the marketing director of Catch Surf. So
okay,
we do this for fun. This is not anything to do with Catch Surf. This is us.
Yeah.
This is our side
project.
You happen
to be riding those boards, but it's not
brought
to you by.
Like,
you know?
we do our thing at work. You'll see our stuff that we do at Catch Surf, mm-hmm. you know, and then we do this. But this is our own, like, our own thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's still us, but it's not... Like what? You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. Everybody else there obviously knows what it means.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean? Like business people will put it in a box, but you're just going to the beach and talking shit with your friends.
Yeah.
Just like you did when you were kids.
It's just the same old thing we used to do. Just grab the camera with the boys and go do the same stuff and have fun. Just have the right people and have the right mentality and have the right things in mind. And then the right stuff comes out of it. Everybody's trying to sell too much shit.
I think people get fed so much fake things all day long. As far as social media, every picture people post is them being perfect,
super cropped.
Everything,
yeah.
You know, ads. People are just constantly trying to sell you things, and you go through it, and you don't even really realize it, I guess. But then when you see just something so real, I think people really enjoy that.
Here's the thing. So I've written for a lot of companies, and I've been kind of groomed to promote our brand, our market, certain things. Probably one of the first companies that I've written for, it's actually automatic. Like, you don't have to be told. You actually look at it and you go, oh, okay, I feel that. Let's go. You know what I mean? It's not, and
that's Catch Surf you're talking about?
Yeah, Catch Surf, because it's just it. You know, that's all we do. It's pure still. You know, we're not that big thing, you know, like how, and like I said, the other people, like the big conglomerate companies, it's just, I think when you get that big, there's just too many people and there's too many moving parts, and then nobody pays attention to each other, and then there's like a department, and then you're like, talk to somebody, to somebody, to get to somebody, and you're like, remember the old days when I used to be like, let's go, and then there was three of us and that was it.
That brings me to so Kalani Rob was a big time pro surfer. And this was like in the 90s and like late 90s and going into the 2000s. This is when I'm young kid and I'm surfing every day. And he was part of what's called now like the momentum generation. I mean, it was Kelly Slater. It was you. It was Shane Dorian. It was like all these legends from that time. There's still legends in the game today. And the crazy thing is, surfing was different back then. Surf videos were different back then. The reason you became so popular and everyone in your crew is because when I watched those surf videos when I was a kid, it was punk rock music, and it was not music you could ever hear on the radio at that time. Like, I heard of Pennywise, I heard of Bad Religion because of those videos, you know, and then
that shit.
And it was the fucking best shit ever. And
how good was that shit?
You guys would do fucking goofy skits. You guys would be, dude, there was, you know, images of Kelly Slater boxing with people.
At Benji's house. Yeah. And he'd be jamming, he'd be breaking stuff. He'd be just like this and be like, how's this song?
Chaotic.
I wrote that one about you, Benji. And we're like, yeah. And the next thing you know, it's 5,000, 10,000 people are singing with Benji's jumping.
It was like this weird thing where the surf industry, for those of you that don't live like by the beach where we do, obviously surfing wasn't in your life every day, but it's a big part of where I live. You know, I grew up in Huntington Beach and surfing and the punk rock revival thing happened at the same time. And those communities like gathered, they were just together. All the surfers
here.
It's so crazy. And all of those bands are still going and all the dudes from your crew are still killing it in surfing in one way or another or in life. So surfing has changed. It's gotten a lot more sterile. A lot more money's come into it. It's like a viable option. Like there's surf moms and dads now. That didn't exist when I was a kid. It was you drop your kid off at the beach, see you at 5 o'clock when I get off work. Now, just like there's soccer moms or there's straight surf moms and dads that like are buying the boards and making their kid do push-ups and shit. And that's great. The level of surfing's insane, but your movement, the kind of soft top surfboard movement, and even the Joel Tudor bringing back that fun single fin longboard retro, surfing feels fucking fun again. Or at least there's a place for guys that just want to love the fun of it to go. And that's Beefs TV.
There's an option now.
There's an option now.
It used to be only that, you know what I mean? And then now there's this. You know?
Yeah, that's for awesome. A long while, there that's was awesome. Just expensive professional surfing. That was like it. And now there's this counterculture option underneath.
Well, here's the thing.
Let's remember, this is fun, guys.
Yeah. It's
and
also
let's
fun.
Remember that I was one of the guys that started whatever that was, right? If I'm I'm the momentum dude. Okay, well, then how about this? That was cool and all. But like I said, I'm older now. And now I want to tap into the fun part that I was always fun, you know? And it's sick. I love watching the guys rip.
Yeah.
Sometimes I lay it down too.
I'll pull it down.
Back out if I got it, like show the boys. But I like having fun. And guess what? It's so much easier for everybody to have fun. Anybody can have fun. Mm-hmm. You don't have to rip like so-and-so, which is only like so many guys, but they still can come have fun with me. And then not only that, but if you actually come and hang out with me and see me in the lineup, you're going to be like on Beefs TV.
That's the
you're
true thing.
Catch Surf. So like, what does it all mean? I don't know.
You're very accessible. That if you paddle out at the right break at the right time and you see Kalani Rob, I don't want to gather a fucking crowd around you. It already happens. You might get on Beefs TV, dude. That's crazy.
It's fun, but and
do people go looking
thing.
For you?
Oh yeah.
We have some really funny stories.
I bet.
We know how to manipulate how to don't get it crowded before we go and cover our footprints if we got to, but not piss off the locals and blah blah blah. Of course, but. Yeah, we do our thing, but that's our thing. I told Chris and everybody at Catch Surf, I go, hey man, we're really a people's company. We're not like these other guys. Look at me. I decided to get off a tour. I wanted to be with my friends again. I wanted to hang and do these kind of things again. And I love the tour, and I got my, I'm a rad dude. Oh, you're so, you know what I mean? The pro dude guy. Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what gives us at Catch Surf the credibility that we're not just a bunch of guys messing around in kooks. You know, you got right there, you saw Blair Conklin. That dude's like the baddest dude around. He's like my hero right now. And he's a skimboarder, a 3-time world champion skimboarder. Nice. And that's like my boy I hang with
all
the time.
He's on Beefs with you a lot. Yeah, just crushing.
How gnarly is that dude?
Ugh.
So like, we're like, I kind of imagine like high school. So there's like the cool guys and this and that. Man, skaters and surfers and the skimboarders and the jocks. And besides the jocks, we're all those. We're like the nerds, the skaters, the surfers, the skimboarders, BMXers. You know, we're all that group. And that's kind of like, we surf every day, then we skimboard, then we grab a bodyboard, and it's just all of us as a gang of guys that just so happen we run a company.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds like a pretty awesome place to work.
Yeah.
We
have a lot of fun.
If you're in the middle of the country or just somewhere where there's no beach, just watch Beefs TV, dude, and you'll laugh and you'll get to feel like you're at the beach. It's like a nice... I watch it just because I love watching the ocean anyway. I'm right up the street from it. It makes me laugh and I love it. So anyone who's not by the beach that wants to feel that vibe, that's all you got to do. You watch it and there's new episodes dropping all the time. It's very easy to just have fun with. Watch as much as you want. Come back the next day, you know?
Yeah.
Constantly dropping new stuff. And we kind of got away from the subject of like being versatile that Duddy pulled up. Cause like we said, you're a pro surfer. You got into acting. You got into,
I got into acting. I acted.
You acted.
I love acting.
And you know what I realized too?
I did it.
I think three out of Three. I don't know what I didn't. I never watched Ballers, so I don't know exactly what your role was. But those other two movies, you were like, did you punch someone in both of those movies, or you at least threatened to punch someone in Blue Crush?
No, but I know you Grazer punched. Was like, oh, Blue Crush, and I was on tour at the time, and it was Freddie Patachia's part that he did in the beginning. If I, you know, that's Brian, but I believe it was Freddie Patachia's one in the beginning. He's like, hey, read for this part. And I was like, man, I can't, blah, blah, blah. And I'm on tour and I just.
Oh, it was supposed to be so his part, but he gave it to you?
It was supposed to be my part was Freddie's that he did. But I was like, no, I can't do that. I can't. And he was such a great, you know, he was really good. And he made a sick movie. And then I kept dodging him. And then finally I came in from Rocky Point one day. And it's a great story. And he was filming Coco Ho. At the time, I think it was Coco.
And for the listeners, Rocky Point's a break in Hawaii, and Coco Ho's a professional women's surfer.
Yeah, and legendary she was really family. Young at the time, and then she was being the main character as a young girl, accepting
a
trophy.
Oh, no way, I didn't know that. And so then, she surfed as her as a young girl or something?
I think
that's
so, yeah,
cool.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. And then, because I'm old now, and then, and then I hand her the trophy, so it's like I'm on TV, there's an old one. And then I was like, it's this funny story because I was scared of doing it. Yeah. I was scared of being on the video.
That's crazy. It's a big movie. It was a major movie.
I can do this and I like this and like that, but I was always, let's not forget, like I did it with Taylor Steele. He's my friend.
Yeah.
Like I can act like an asshole in front of everybody because they're my friends. You know what I mean? Like Beefs officials, right? Like Beefs is my friends. Like you get that out of me. But when you're like some Hollywood gnarly camera,
the mic, Kalani.
65 people.
For the listeners, he's leaning away from the mic. He's right now. He's like, I don't want to be on. The
you're
mic.
Like, you're like, what?
Shit, I hope.
Why did
that
I get myself
happen
into?
When you walked in here?
No, this is minor. That like, bro. When I did the forgetting Sarah Marshall, I wasn't supposed to get that either. By the way,
yeah.
I was. My friends were like, oh, it's in the paper. It's like all across the island. It's a huge thing. And it's on the North Shore. So yeah. I'm the North Shore. So everyone's talking about it. Everyone's getting casted. Everyone's getting extras. Like everyone. Like I'm talking, they just used everyone. You know what I mean? And they're like, Kalani.
Bring your cousin.
Okay. Yeah, like, Kalani, they're like, they have a thing in here for like a surf teacher, blah, blah, blah part. And this and that. You got to try out for it. They're casting for it. I'm like, F that. I just got done surfing my heat at Haleiwa, I think. And I made it. So I was like, oh, I was still kind of serious about the pro surfing thing. So I'm like, no way. I'm not doing that. And I went to Lele's, which is like one of my favorite places to eat in Hawaii at Turtle Bay. And I'm done. I'm done surfing for the day. I think I made the round, so I don't surf for another day or so. So I was like, all right, cool. Eat whatever I'm eating. And then I have like okay, I surfed my heat. Yeah, right. I'm stoked. I made it. So I had a Mai Tai.
That's what got you on.
Lele's Mai Tais are good, okay? Yeah. Anybody that wants to go to Hawaii and want to get a real one, that's the real one for
Lele's
me.
Lele's Mai Tais. No,
it's Uncle Ian. He'll set you up. But so I had one, ate my lunch. I and I'm not even over-exaggerating. Like, because this restaurant's the one where the boys are at, right? And then there's a casting thing that's at Turtle Bay. It's like right across the street, right? So everyone's coming back from it. Literally coming back. Yeah, Kalani, you got to do another one, get out of here. Another one, come on, get out of here. You got to do it. I just did it. You got it. You would nail it. Not scared. One more. I think I had one. Maybe I had two at least, but Mai Tais, okay? Then by the end of it, I'm like, fuck it, I'll go for it, right? So I'm like, fuck it, yeah, take me. And these guys were like, I'm going to take you over there. Because one of the guys, I don't know how it happened, but one of the guys like, hey, he's Kalani's over here. Call him to go over there because they're just, everyone's just everywhere. Walk over there.
So they're like already casting. The whole thing is there.
I'm telling
you just
like,
walk up.
It was like a big deal.
Yeah,
in
it was
Hawaii.
A big
it's
movie.
A very small place. So, I mean, I'm talking there. Like, they had all my friends in there. If you look in the, there's
there
all
so
my
many
friends,
dudes.
Like different like extras or whatever. But it was funny because then finally I walk in and it's actually, what's his name? The two dudes, the two gnarliest dudes. I forget.
The bigger name guy. Was it Jason?
Jason
fucking
Siegel.
Fucking tall guy. Funny Jason Siegel. There you go.
Was there. I didn't watch the show too much,
oh,
but I know
Russell
he's
Brand.
From where he went, his mother. No, it was Jason Siegel and.
Oh, the other funny guy. Kunin.
No. The guy, the director.
Oh, the director. Oh, that's Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow?
Yeah.
And I kind of knew Judd, so I was like, because I seen him from like 40th Version and like watching those shows and shit and going, oh, okay, that's a guy. Oh, and I interested in the guys who are the brainchilds of these things. Like, oh, how's that guy? That guy's he's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know who he is. And I was like, I look and I'm like, fuck, it's just them. So, and they're like, yeah, cool. And, but at the end of the day, it wasn't like what you usually would be like a girl that doesn't give a shit about you. And then like some dude just all, she's like, yeah, click. And you're like,
next.
And then because those guys were there and they were them, I could be me.
Yeah.
They had a conversation with me and I didn't even read the lines. And they said, oh, hey, by the way, I was reading for what Kala got the part was like a gnarly dude. And I was like, bro, I'm not gnarly. Like,
yeah,
I can't even
act
gnarly.
He's talking about Kala Alexander, who's sorry. A big, buff, scary.
And I said, hey, dude, like, I read the line, or maybe I'll say, yeah, okay, I can't do that. And then I'm like, but dude, I have the guy for you. Yeah. And they're like, who? And I'm like, oh, it's my friend Kala. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got him ready.
Yeah.
He's got in. That part. Yeah. And he's like, and by the way, you got this part. And I'm like, what part? What do you mean? And I was like, I thought I failed it. Like, I thought I was done. And like, oh,
you're
you
like,
got
oh,
this.
Oh, you found the buff guy. All right, I'm out.
No, they're like, and you got this. And I was like, what? And they're like, and by the way, that's going to be four times as many lines as you would have got if you did that. I'm like,
damn.
You were the ex-boyfriend, dude.
Fuck. No, I wasn't. Kala was the ex-boyfriend.
He was the ex-boyfriend. Oh, you were there.
But I was like the waiter. I'm called a helpful Hawaiian waiter, and then like whatever, I beat him up or whatever. But man, when they said that, like my heart dropped. Like you're like, oh, you want to get it? I was like, nah, it's kind of buzzed. And I sobered up. I was like, huh?
Like, oh shit.
What do you mean? I got it. He's like, yeah, you got it. And that was Judd Apatow and freaking, you know, and Jason Segel. I was like, oh, well, fuck, I guess that means I really got it. So then I was just like, I couldn't sleep.
Now you're like, I'm an actor now in a big movie with roles. Awesome. Holy shit.
And then Mila was my childhood crush forever. That 70s show.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, yeah,
right?
Of course.
She was dating...
dudes in the back. What are people seeing on YouTube? Are they seeing these videos or are they seeing us?
Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Yeah,
oh,
you.
Oh, look at that, dude. Can we see what they're seeing? Is there any way to show
Mouse,
us the live YouTube?
Mia Mouse 09. She's the best. I love surfing with Mia. This little girl, too, after you see me getting
all
weird.
For the listeners, they're just like rewinding videos. I'm talking to the dudes behind the desk in there. Is there any way for us to see the YouTube feed? We were seeing it earlier. I mean, on there. Oh, well, they'll figure it out.
Whatever.
Fucking hell, dude.
But
you just go from, luckily you won your heat and luckily you had a few Mai Tais. If you lost your heat and you were pissed or something, you probably would have went home or you would have been like,
fuck
that.
No, I always go win or lose, I go to Lele's.
Yeah.
I
it's a celebration. See,
for a Mai Tai.
But it was the worst because what happened was I was already nervous that I got it. I didn't think I was going to get it. Obviously, I didn't want to go by the story and I did it. And then, of course, it happens. So anybody who doesn't want to get something, go do it because you might get it. Long story short, so we fast forward. Okay, we're on set now. First scene, Mila, which I met them all before, hung with them the day before for a while, so they get to know him right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Get to like see if I was going to be like, whatever, I don't know, whatever.
So imagine this nervous. For the listeners. Yeah. He's just surfing, which is what he does. He's a pro surfer. So imagine you were doing whatever it is you do in your life, you know? And then all of a sudden you're done with your heat or your day at work and someone's like, hey, there's this huge motion picture. Hey, they want you for a part. And you're like, what? You're just having drinks. And then literally what, an hour and a half later or something. Now you're cast in a fucking speaking role with several lines.
And we're going to film in 4 days.
Holy shit.
Four days from then.
So I was lucky. It was like right after the contest was going to be done in the waiting period. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I didn't know what to worry about. Like I would go to sleep. Fuck, I swear to God. I'd go to sleep that night. And I would be like, okay, I'm super fucking nervous. But I can't figure out what I'm nervous about. Am I nervous about my heat? Am I nervous about this? I was just nervous about all of it. I was
nervous
like,
about meeting
this
Mila.
Is hectic.
Yeah, you're nervous enough. You got a big surf contest, big waves, everything. Now you got this.
Yeah, that was kind of a gnarly. But
it's a lot.
So Mila was dating. Mila was dating. Home Alone.
Macaulay.
Oh, that's right.
Macaulay
they were together
at the
forever.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other girl. God, what's her name? The blonde. Her. What's the main girl? She was dating Edward Norton, who I used to surf with, Edward.
Oh, the blonde girl?
Yeah.
Really?
So she was dating
Kristen
Edward Norton.
Something?
Kristen. So,
Kristen something.
So on set, check this shit out. So
that's dope.
First scene, it's like we had to be on set at like 4 p.m. or 6. Yeah, 4 p.m. But we didn't shoot till like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's these guys earn their money, these actors. Like, you know, whatever, whatever. But that's like, what? The things they want you to do, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So we get on, long story short, it's 4 a.m. We get on set. I do a scene. kind of like, well, nervous, whatever, do it, do another scene. Oh, like nervous. This guy can kind of see it, but he's like one of the guys that does the sound on the side.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to step away from the scene for a minute and just kind of like take a breather. Like it's all hectic right over there. I'm just kind of like, you know what I mean? Get away for a second. And this dude like kind of bumps me. He goes, hey, so what? He goes, so how does it feel to have 265 people stop what they're doing and have all their eyes on you? And I looked at this dude and I was like, I hate you. And what the fuck is your problem? I was like, oh my God, you couldn't say something more nervous when I already know. He's like, and he's the one who told me, oh yeah, so does it make you nervous that knowing these people are on set? I was like,
it didn't, man. But now.
Pro. Yeah. You thought I lost sleep the first night we filmed for like a week or something. I was losing sleep night after night after night from that guy. And I still remember it to this day, that dude, that was like the defining thing of that. It was like fun. Yeah, that was fun. But all I remember is my heart beating out of my chest and this dude doing that. I was like, this is like a movie.
Dude, maybe he had some method. He's like, I'm going to say this to him and that'll fuck him up, but it'll get the performance we need and right. It'll get the best out of him in some weird way. Or he just fucked your whole life up.
Or he's a dick. I did it.
Every time he's filming a movie and he's so nervous.
I did it.
So. And guess what happens when you do it, Daddy?
You done it.
Feel good?
You fucking got it, buddy.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. That's Duddy's segue into the sponsorship part of the fucking trip.
Well, I think today, because it was your birthday, we let you do the segue.
What?
Well, you just did it.
Oh, thanks. Segued. Yeah, well, I just segued you.
That was your first segue.
It was, and I thought I did pretty good. I mean, I set you up with it. It was like a John Stockton segue.
And on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel good. And first today, the show is brought to us by Koi CBD, an amazing product we use on the daily. I always talk about the drops. I use the drops every morning. I love the way they make me feel. It's like a natural mood enhancer. And if you're someone who's got aches and pains and you're constantly popping, you know, over-the-counter pain relievers, give CBD a try. It's amazing. And also today I want to talk about, I got these pet treats. I have CBD in it and a little spray you spray in your dog's mouth.
I ate one that was sick.
Yeah, he's dumping them in his mouth. Pet treats.
And do you feel good?
Super good. Dude, fucking good. My joints are so much better.
Check it. Woof. I talked about it last episode. I had an old dog that was having a rough time getting up and walking, and I started giving her CBD, and we, you know, within a few days, definitely noticed a difference. She was able to get up and walk around a little easier. So Koi CBD, it's a great product. Check it out. Go to KoiCBD.com and put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you're going to get 20% off. Where are you going, Jake?
I'm going to help. He forgot to mention your dog turned into a complete stoner after that. Yeah. Disclaimer.
Now his dog just watches TV.
Oh, hey.
If you have a dog that barks too much, you will not get high from it. It's just CBD. And also, Sticky Vapes, an amazing product we use all the time. Sticky Vapes is we actually made our own Sticky Vapes with the Dirty Heads and Sticky Vape. We got an indica, we got a sativa. They're both delicious. Open it up, hit that thing.
Your dog will be super pumped on this,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I heard you blow it in their ear.
You just know, you insert the whole thing, you know. No.
Anally? Anally, dude?
Whoa.
Lucky I don't recommend that, but I do recommend Sticky Vapes.
Tell you what, take a picture of you and your dog inserting the send it. All right, tag us in it. We'll send you
we'll do it. We'll do it. Jake, where do you use your Sticky Vape?
I use mine at the veterinarian's office.
Ooh, are you the inserter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. StickyVape.com. Check it out. Great product, great people. And last but not least, Onnit. Where's all our Onnit stuff? Is this all we have right now?
Dude, I'm eating it
all out of Onnit
stuff.
Dude,
that's the problem.
This is a great company, and it's two N's, O-N-N-I-T.com. Go check it out. They have so many amazing supplements and products that could help you with whatever you're trying to do. Go to Onnit.com, Onnit.com/Duddy. You're going to get 10% off. Jake just got a whole shipment of Onnit stuff. What's your favorite thing you got?
I love the electrolyte powder, dude. I surf today. I use it every time I surf, every time I run, anytime I do anything. It just keeps you super fucking electrolyted. You feel electrically light. That's right. I'm never thirsty out in the water. And you get thirsty in the water. So you're doing something that makes you thirsty, take the electrolyte powder and you're just going to be able to do it longer without getting thirsty or more. Is that a thing?
Get on it. Yeah. And also, I love these powders. It's an instant powder. You dump it in your water. It tastes like peach. It's actually really good.
Super
and it's
good.
Great for memory and focus. It's Alpha Brain. It's great. Check it out. Onnit.com. onnit.com/duddy for 10% off. Boom.
That's actually my favorite thing. I messed up. The powder of the Alpha Brain. I put it in water and I drink one.
I know,
but I changed my mind. To this. This is my favorite because it tastes good. I put it in water, drink it on the way to the studio every time. I just did it a minute ago. Other than that, the electrolytes. Hi, how are we doing?
All right, I think we're done.
I just seen that. Is that live? The thing.
Yeah, that's why I wanted them to put this up because there's comments coming in. So I've seen Kalani's been reading some comments. And
Look at Shark Tank 311 just made my first koi order.
I know. I've been to Bali High before and had their Mai Tais.
Yeah, someone said Bali High has some mean Mai Tais.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
there's a lot of happy birthdays on there. I see that. Thank you very much for all that. And we're going to try to do this show, like we're live for the listeners that'll hear this next, in a few days. We did this one live on YouTube today and we decided we want to start doing the shows live. Why not on YouTube? And then, of course, we'll release them to the audio listeners every Wednesday like we do. But if you want to get in on it live, then we will announce it on our social medias when we're going to have a show and we'll be live on YouTube. It's easy like that. We're figuring it out. All right, let's get into some more stuff. What are
Nicolette
we doing?
Turner says, hook a woman up.
Hook a woman up. Hi.
She's on.
Are you single?
Get up on the mic, Kalani. They're yelling at me. They're all tell him to get on the mic.
Sorry.
You gotta like eat it like almost like ice cream. You're like right here on that. Baby. I know.
Might be. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Match made in heaven.
Slide in the DMs, dude.
All right.
Rob on Instagram, dog. Get there.
Oh, dude.
All right, what's up? We'll look. I'll monitor these comments as we go, and if there's anything critical, we'll do it. But from here, we did the sponsors, and we wanted to get. I wanted to talk about something crazy because, we touched on Kalani pro surfing, we touched on acting, and we got some cool that story about being cast on Forgetting Sarah Marshall is fucking insane. And we've got the Beefs TV, which we talked about. We talked about a lot. You've got a new thing coming up that's kind of crazy. I don't know what you can say.
I gotta tell you one more story.
Oh yeah,
you got another Marshall thing. That's my favorite story to tell.
Please, save it. We've got a segment called Bandcamp that needs a funny story, and I'm gonna bring that up in a minute.
Or do you have a different story?
A pretty funny one.
You got a funnier one, or you got get on the mic? Get on the mic, Kalani.
Probably have a
scoot
funnier
your chair
one
up,
bruh.
All right, well, tell the Sarah Marshall.
Okay, so like the last Sarah Marshall, we'll go to the last one is because it was one of my favorite scenes, and I think a lot of people because it's a real cult favorite. This is my favorite part out of all the things is, so I got to know the boys, you know what I mean? So a lot of my scenes were Jason, Russell Brand, and motherfucking Paul Rudd.
That's right. Paul Rudd was the other surf.
Yes, sir.
With something down there.
So, Kunu. Okay. So remember in the very beginning of the conversation, I was like, oh, they're casting for this part. Coming back to that, that was one of another parts that I was going to be casting for is for the surf instructor, right? Paul Rudd though, right?
Paul Rudd. Yeah.
So Jason's like, hey, you're a pro surfer. Can you come? I'm going to do this, do that, work it out. You're going to work. Come hang with us for the day. Hang with you for the day? Jason Segel, Paul Rudd, and Russell Brandt? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So early morning, real early morning call. I got to sit there. I don't need to do anything, whatever, because all the boys are kind of like set up, but it's me, Russell Brand, just us that morning. So they do the makeup. So I get to sit in the seat, hear what they're talking about for like 2 hours or like an hour solid or whatever, like a while, already in heaven.
Yeah.
And then get to hang with them all morning, eat breakfast, do our thing. So I'm hanging with the boys, like joking around or whatever. And then the scene comes. So they're like, okay, they had me do some kind of scene, but you know, the scene where Jason's, on the board, do more, do less, do more, less.
Now you're not doing anything.
Okay. So check this out. Just out of frame, where you see Jason there and Russ and Paul sitting there, I'm right next to the cameraman, sitting right there, right next to him. And basically, Jason would be down and Paul would look over at me and go, hey, Kalani, what would you say if you did this, this, and this, and this? And I would say, oh, you would do this and this and this. You go, okay. Go, run, or roll, whatever.
Yeah.
And he would say the most outlandish shit you've ever heard in your life that you went, I just was going, there's no way. How did you, like, say that. Like, and then, I think that some of the stuff he said that wasn't on camera was crazy. Like, he said crazy stuff.
Funny?
Where I just blew me away. Oh, yeah.
So he just did a bunch of funny ass takes and they just chopped it up.
For like
an hour,
I sat there with him for an hour.
And he just kind of took what you said would be the proper way to say it and he just kind of ran with it.
Just went like, I've never stripped in my life.
Oh, that. That's fucking
But so that's my story. That's so anytime that you ever watch that scene, just imagine me sitting there and there talking to Paul Rudd and just like in heaven.
What a day.
So sick.
I fucking love that.
Good story though, right?
That's a great story.
It's a good story.
Oh, it's great. I love it. I'm never going to watch that movie the same.
I know.
That's a yummy moment.
That's
for sure.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking rad.
What were you gonna bring up
dude, okay, so what can we say about the hotel scene, dude? What can you talk to us?
I don't know about the hotel scene. There is definitely talks of that.
Okay.
There is most definitely. But I can tell you this. We're building a club. It's going to be a club out in the middle of Palm Springs, in the middle of it, right there by the airport, the international airport, 4 minutes away. I've off of Gene and Autry, and we're like right there. I've been out there for the last decade, going out there. I've been here for living in Cali for a while now, so that was like the spot. I never knew about it. You know, like being out in the desert was very alien to me,
mm-hmm.
being from Hawaii. But now after a decade of being out there back and forth and then having this opportunity, I mean, I'm like kind of destined for it. You know, it's pretty sick. So
can you explain like what it will be?
We're going to be a club. It's going to have a really, really good pool to surf in.
A really good wave pool Kalani is creating with other people in the middle of the desert in Palm Springs, Southern California.
What type of wave? I would say... I can't really say what type of wave, okay. But I would have to describe it as, you know how like Kelly in his dreams would probably have a certain wave in his dream, like this would be my ideal wave, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's Kelly, like perfect left, perfect right. And I'm just like, yeah, I love that, obviously. But there's like where I grew up, I mean, maybe my dreams are different, you know what I mean? And it's going to kind of personify that.
And for the listeners, he's talking about Kelly Slater, who's the best surfer of all time. He's the most winningest professional surfer ever. 11 world titles. He's the man. And he's been good for fucking three generations, just like Kalani. And he's a legend. He's the Michael Jordan. He's every good person you've ever heard of in surfing. And he has a very, very famous wave, a Kelly Slater wave. And I think it's going to be the wave that we use for the Olympics. Is that true, his wave?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's a cutting edge wave
pool
at any rate.
I hope so.
And the thing that's happening in surfing right now, a big, big thing is wave pools are happening. There's one in Texas. There's one in, I think it's Austin, Texas. There's one in Australia now. And when Duddy says, what type of wave will it be?
Right?
What's up?
Waco.
Yeah, Waco, Texas. Yeah. My bad. When Duddy says, what type of wave? I mean, all these wave pools kind of create different waves. Some of them are made for more airs. Kelly Slater's wave is made for competition. It has a barrel section. It has a turn section. It has air sections. And people are just wondering, what's Kalani doing? I mean, all we have really to go on is kind of a logo. And he hasn't been dropping much online, but the buzz is buzzing because this whole wave pool thing is incredible. And just imagine if you could fly potentially to, you know, whatever, somewhere like Palm Springs. I don't know. He's saying it's a club, so it might be more exclusive than
no,
just...
No, it's not at all. No,
it would
it's
be
gonna
John,
be,
anyone
it's
can
going
go.
To be, the way I describe it as a club is this, is like, you know how a club is. Sometimes there's clubs that are hot that you go to. There's that aspect of
oh,
it because we're
like
going to have that.
No.
But there's also like a club where it's like, I like my golf club.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a club where there's like, a club. Oh, I heard a client say those two things. But there's like this other club. There's this club, but I go out to a certain lineup in the ocean and like the boys are there and you're like,
whoa.
And we talk about certain things and it's just like this vibe. And so now I got that kind of club, all these different types of styles of things that would kind of encompass a club type of thing.
Yeah.
Or bringing together people. Or having people have a place to go to have a lot of fun.
Yep.
And like thinking of everything that you could probably possibly think of as people like us, like to
no
do.
No way. Yeah. So this is an all sorts of club.
Oh, absolutely.
Surf club, maybe even
I can
fun
tell you,
party club.
I can tell you I have a very, yeah, yeah.
For those
we have
that,
water slides for the kids.
Oh, get
nice,
out of here.
Because
it was a wet and wild park.
Uh-huh.
So we took all the... the most liability kind of slides in the past were kind of like, oh, that did this or what, gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Just the safe slides.
Gone.
Yeah.
And then the ones that, you know, were the most fun that never was like, these are the ones.
Yeah.
Stay.
Yep.
Yeah. I like those.
Yeah.
Liability. No. So we're going to have the pool. Everyone's going to be surfing, having fun. And like I said, I don't want to tell you much about the wave, but let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
Do you guys really think I want to put an inferior wave that I've seen already out there?
No.
And expect people to like that?
Nah.
Do you think that in the years of me finding and seeing waves that I'm going to put together a team that doesn't know how to make the gnarliest one, in my opinion, that's going to be the next gnarliest one and be the ones?
Something you said is triggering what I'm thinking. Because you're like, there's a wave that Kelly would imagine is his favorite wave. And
yeah.
Kelly's from Cocoa Beach, Florida, yeah. Not a big wave spot. And Kalani, yeah. From one of the most dangerous spots to surf on Earth, says, and then there's a wave. And I'm not saying anything.
No,
but
here's
this.
Here's
I'm
another
listening.
Thing. Here's another thing, too, is Kelly and I are very good friends. He's the one who's teaching me all of this. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He's taught
the
me
forefront
everything
of it all.
I know. He's, and we talk every day. You know, we have obviously have to be careful for what we have to protect, and we know that.
Yeah.
So we're professionals, but he's like my brother, and he's taught me everything I know. And let's just put it this way. Him and I's vision are the same as something out there that's natural. You go to Bali for a certain thing.
Yeah.
You go to Hawaii for a certain thing.
Yep.
It's different places, but they're different ways for different feelings and different reasons. I'm not going to make the same wave as him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make a really, 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 really fun wave that we like to surf, all of us like to surf too. It's going to be able to be a bunch of different type of waves because I have pneumatic technology,
okay.
Which, as you know, you can do a lot of different things.
Yep.
So, you know, I guess there's hints. If you just watch where I surf, watch what I do. Think
okay.
of the things I do. And yes, I can make we're going to be able to make a perfect wave for sure. You know what I mean? But we're going to bring a little bit of the element of, you know, other things and things that I do. Like, people are going to come.
Have
and
fun.
This whole Beefs TV, you like
yep.
surfing with me,
okay.
like being on
okay.
video,
I
you like doing
it.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be my house with yeah. all my friends and all your friends and all our friends. And we're all going to be friends. And it's going to be so much damn fun. And you're going to have a spa. You're going to have the jacuzzis. You're going to have ice plunges. You're going to have a restaurant and multiple bars. You're going to have events. You're going to have your wave pool. You're going to have water slides. You're going to have things for the moms, the dads, the kids.
Oh, my God.
The dirt bikers.
That sounds awesome.
Whoa.
The skateboarders.
Whoa.
No, it's because we're gonna have fun. We're not going to do dirt bike tracks or skateboards.
Yeah. Okay,
it's only surfing. But you know who all my friends are, you know? So
yeah.
The things around us
you're in the desert.
Are
so, this
so different, dude. Like, I can't talk about half the stuff we're doing, but I've been living out there for a year.
Oh, wow.
Living out there for a year. So when the boys come up and go, hey, Kalani, what about this restaurant? Hey, what about that bar? My boys and I, that we're out there. We live there. Like, it's
man, this
it's a lot
awesome,
of fun.
Man.
So everybody
it's
follow Kalani Rob on Instagram. Just find him, follow him, and stay tuned. You'll learn more. I mean, I know you're all interested. Think of that. A hotel you could fly to and visit, and you could do anything you can do at all the other luxury hotels, but you could also surf. And I think what he says, you know, when he says there's a club out in the water, he's all, look, there's official clubs, there's golf clubs, and then there's like clubs at different lineups. And it's almost unofficial. There are surf clubs, but you paddle out to the same break every day. You see the same people's faces. Like he said, it's this big group of people that kind of naturally form. And maybe it's that type of vibe. You know, you go to stay at his club, at his hotel, and then you're part of the club, unless you act like a dick, and then you're out of the club.
That's
how
it works.
Yeah. That's how any it's just
club
like
works.
Life, y'all. Like
so
any fucking club.
Is there any sort of like date that you guys have in mind? Or?
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because as you
okay.
know, this is a big project,
yep.
and we've been behind already. We've been behind like
happens.
A month or two.
Yeah.
Then we've learned some things. Then we've been, ahead a month. And then I was like, we're ahead a month? And then back 2 months again. I'm like, okay, so a lot of the things I'm learning, and one of the main things I've learned is not to make too many expectations for people.
Totally. Yeah.
And I'm one of the people. So I know how everybody feels.
Yeah.
So I know when people tell me, hey, you know what? Quit teasing us. Like, don't show us. Like, everybody, I'm not saying, but a lot of wave pool guys that are out there, when we announced that we are opening and we're there, you saw how everybody popped up out of nowhere doing that thing. Yeah, you guys. Yeah. What's up? We'll see. But
all these wave pools have been popping up.
It's pretty
everywhere.
Classic the way that they're like, oh, yeah, we're doing this and we're doing that. We're done. Yeah, okay. Well, so it's pretty interesting. But yeah, it's It's fun. This is going to be a fun. This is going to be a fun ride.
That's awesome.
And we're going to learn a lot of lessons. We're gonna learn. And I'm learning, and it's scary, and it's fun, and it's rad, and it's like taking off on a hugest wave I've ever taken off at pipe ever in my life, but like every day.
Yeah,
you mean just
like the
anxiety wise, like
all of it.
Yeah,
sick.
And I love
it's
what you
radical.
Just said there, and it really ties back in to the word of the day that we never really. Fully touched on,
the
but you said you're still learning.
It.
You're learning and you're growing and it's exciting and you're getting the same energy that you got taken off on a huge wave. You know, he started off as a surfer. He fell into acting, but you know what? That was trying something new and look what happened. He just told us he had one of the coolest experiences ever by just going and trying something new. Now he's got that under his belt. Then he started the YouTube page Beast, which is taken off. It's awesome. I mean, go watch these videos. They all have hundreds of thousands of views. I mean, he's killing it there. Now he's jumping into a whole new field. With the hotel and this club he's talking about. And he's talking about how he's still excited about learning how to run that. Like, don't just settle for one thing. Be versatile. Go out and try different things.
And also,
fingers crossed for me.
Fingers crossed for me,
you know what I mean? I keep running my run. Like, a lot of guys are partners with me, believe in me and what you just said. And they say the same thing. And I hope I make everybody proud because I tell you what, I tell everybody out there, this is not my pool, boys and girls. This is your pool. This is our pool. So it's like me making it, this is different. This is a different thing. This is all of us making it. You know what I mean?
Sorry, someone just asked, is Jake in his underwear?
Fucking
no
pretty.
No underwear. Oh, you in your underwear.
Pretty close to it, y'all. Can you guys fucking see?
You wear underwear?
Dude, I got some run shorts on. And look at that, dude. Just old man socks and slides.
Dude.
Sick.
What up? But look at me up top, dude. All business.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
But yeah, no, hey, that's how we run it. But no, but that's it. It's like a lot of the guys are like, hey, how's your pool coming? And now they say, when I'm in the lineup, they're like, how's our pool coming? Because I get it.
They're getting it.
That's awesome, man. And it's I'm making it for us and that whole thing, that club vibe, bro, it's you'll see. I don't want to talk too much and make too many things, but my vision is this, is all the experiences that we've ever experienced, all of you guys, any of us that we've traveled or we've had these really great experiences in Hawaii for all these little things, I'm really paying attention to the detail of why I felt that way or other people, and I think I have a pretty good grasp on it. And we are trying to absolutely put all those moments and opportunities in one little zone for you guys to not miss it. And a lot of it will be, obviously, you know, who will be there? Like, who's going to be there that you're going to be around? It could be a pool. I describe it to all my investors and everything. I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, back in the day, and this is ridiculous, but I say, remember back in the day, when like that one kid, like back in the day when Nintendo first came out and that one kid had Nintendo, but he wasn't like the coolest kid, or let's just say the other kid over there, he was like cool, maybe he's a little cooler, but his
Nintendo.
Mom's like, don't take off your slippers, don't go in the fridge, you can't have that. So it was just kind of like, oh man, I like going to Tommy's house, oh, Jimmy's house. And then the boy, this is like whoever got the freaking Nintendo finally, and you're like, oh,
you know, thank God we don't have to go to Tommy's house anymore.
And now, and it never was about Nintendo, right? It was about like, Nintendo was sick, but it was like, I wanted to hang with the boys and play Nintendo.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. So I think that a lot of people out there, they're gonna be attracted to my spot because of that. Because my friends and what we're gonna do and what we're trying to accomplish are gonna be everybody's goals. They're gonna be like, and then when they hang out and they're like, you know, like when you go to the power meetings or all these like power things, or let's show up because so-and-so is showing up. Nah, like, but if you show up here, man, so-and-so and so-and-so, there's going to be so-and-so there for sure. I ain't going to mention no names.
You might get on Beef's TV.
Yeah,
you might
get on Beef's TV. How'd that be?
Someone big.
But we'll see. We're going to make some announcements here pretty very soon, this coming month. So a lot of this, what we're talking about, this would be the prelim. And they're like, oh, yeah, I remember. Watch this YouTube show right now. I remember him kind of alluding to that. You know what I mean? But
you guys are
really
hearing it first kind of right here. A lot of people in our area know about it, and surfers. But for those of you who don't, you know, don't follow it closely, I'm telling you, follow Kalani. And like he said, in the next month, you're going to hear more. And another thing about Palm Springs is it is the place that people go, you know, if you leave the beach and go into the desert to go party or do anything, you're going to Palm Springs. That's what it is. People spring break it there. It's like a big party zone. But it's in the middle of the desert, dude.
Hey, so, man.
Pool parties, DJs, the whole deal. And now imagine you throw in a wave pool and a place where you can go and hang out with people that maybe you watch on YouTube or watch. That's kind of a crazy thing, man.
Hey, I'm from Hawaii, okay? I'm living here for X amount of time. I'm getting to know Palm Springs, and it's a gay community.
Yep.
And I love that.
Big gay community, big art community.
And it's different for me. Very different for me. You know what I mean? Hawaii, and then it's a senior community, okay?
Yeah, it's a weird, I know.
So let me just put it like this. Me, I'm, you know, I go out there. I like to have fun. You see how Catch Surf rolls and stuff like that. I live with my partner, and he's from Australia. His name's J-Mo. He lives out there with me. It's him and I. And Shane Magnuson lives with his family. So me and J-Mo, we go out. We're our heterosexual couple that we go out and we have a lot of fun together. But we live together. We do all the things. So I'm like, man, maybe I might switch. I don't know.
J-Mo, what do you think,
bud? And he's a stud, too. So anyway,
but we
have a lot of fun out there. And here's the deal. We can dress really crazy because you ain't gonna like knock the pants off anybody out there.
No.
They all dress very flamboyant and fun. And we have a lot of fun out there. So we dress a certain way. We have a lot of fun. We drive different cars. My partner and everybody drives old school cars out there. We walk in the footsteps of Frank Sinatra and we try to like, oh, that's where Frankie's table is. Oh, that's where he party. Okay, we have fun. Do the drink. We do all that fun stuff.
All
and
the
we're
old
like,
Hollywood stars had houses out there.
Like we're like tourists, so we frequent all the restaurants he used to do, eat the food that he used to do, dress a certain way that we used to like to dress, hang out with these flamboyant people, and just, bro, like I.
That sounds awesome.
I'm like, I cannot wait for all the boys to see this.
It's a judgment-free zone, dude, in Palm Springs.
Let me tell you.
You just do you.
You can't, like, freak people out. Everybody's like, yeah, you. Everyone's like, yeah, you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can't freak it. So, it's like I said, it's a very fun place that I've learned coming from Hawaii, opening my eyes to different new things, dressing different, living different. We go out, we dress in like suits and stuff sometimes because we go to certain restaurants just because.
Why not?
Why not?
You're not going to dress like that on the coast. No. You're going to look like an asshole. But if you're out in Palm Springs and you're surfing the Palm Springs Surf Club and you're with the boys and we're already doing it, they're going to be like, oh, those are. We're like paving the way for the surfers. We're walking and don't worry, fix our hair.
Yeah.
We're putting it nice when the surfers roll through. So all you guys, when you come through Palm Springs, like take it easy. Don't get all nuts in that town.
Put
you know
a
what
suit
I mean?
On.
Yeah.
Be cool. We're going to dress classy. We're going to drive nice cars. We're going to like, you know what I mean? Kick back in the hot sun, drink tequila midday, hang by the pool, not do a whole lot, maybe go golf, hang out with some stars.
Oh yeah.
Get
dude, a
barreled.
Full beach like a experience in the desert.
You know?
Boom.
So anyway, that's what we're building. I can't wait. It's very exciting.
That sounds so fucking fun.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to hear. There's a couple, like I said, a couple announcements are coming up that will paint a bigger, better picture. We are going to, I want to say we are, what is this? September.
The next month.
Next month, I think we are going to show what it's going to look like.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Pretty sure. I got to double check with that, but I'm pretty sure. We have to start showing people what it like the city of Palm Springs and stuff like that. So
where could people go to like see this?
I'm pretty sure it'll be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Is it just follow that, Kalani? Yeah. Follow
I don't know.
Kalani.
I mean,
Kalani
whatever. I'm gonna, if it's not everywhere, then I don't know what to tell you. Where you'll see it.
We're 2 months back again. God damn.
Nah, it's not gonna be like that because I'm not gonna give you any date on that. So there won't be any 2 months because that's the part that
it'll
sucks.
It'll just be a hey, look at here's what.
Yeah, like when's Christmas? December 25th? Nah, sorry, it's January 25th. No, like, what? Nah, I don't do that to everybody. But anyway, we're working really hard. We're doing it. Everything's going smooth. So we're definitely I don't want to jinx it.
No.
Everything's going smooth.
It'll be done when it's done, dude.
Ain't easy
just
making these
tight,
wave pools.
Y'all.
It ain't
it's
easy.
It's not easy.
No.
So. You don't want to have to drain that thing and start over, dude. It ain't easy.
And you definitely don't want to tell people.
Yeah, don't get them
something
hyped
and then not follow through with that.
I got a vibe when I announce our thing in a tasteful way and I have my plan and I have my strategy and I know how Kelly did it and I know how I felt when he did it and I know how I want people to feel when I do it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't have done what they did, but I wouldn't have done what they did because now I'd be like, okay, so that's a lot of promises and that's a lot of pressure and then I want to see it. And I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Bruh. I am stoked. Make that thing. Hurry. I'm getting no younger. I'm going to have my pool. No, we're going to be creative. I'm getting no younger. We're going to have my pool. I love going to all everybody's pools. And I'm going to bring my boys. The whole Palm Springs Surf Club is going to come over to your guys' pool. And we're going to rage. And we'll hook up. Like, come to our pool. Rage at our pool. It's just like surfing other different
spots.
Dude,
that's Palm Springs pool parties. You come to our pool party. We'll come to yours.
Yeah, boys. Let's go.
You're going to have the ultimate pool party.
And it's so funny. Like, I get it. I see it. Whatever. That's why I want to do this, is because I get it. I see all these things out there. But I'm just saying, like, it's all about, we're a new generation. And this is a new thing in surfing. It's going to make surfing, like, it's going to be different. It's going to change things. And I think it's going to be amazing.
That's happening.
And we're going to see new types of surfers. We're going to see new types of events. We're going to see new types of fun stuff.
I've been saying this for years. Exciting. A dude that grew up in Kentucky might be the best surfer in the world someday. Like, so it's like, he didn't even grow up at the
set. And
let's just keep
it simple. Yeah. Think about everybody out there. Think about everybody out there. There's Kelly Slater. And right now in this day and age, I'm kind of one of the guys out there, probably one of the dudes you would want me to make a wave pool, don't you think?
100%.
Because my vibe is going to be, my wave pool is going
to
scream.
If you guys go to YouTube and look at Kalani's surfboards behind us, you'll get the vibe of the wave pool.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, before we get it cracking, we have a segment called Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
It's like a funny or crazy or weird little story from your life. Usually, like, if bands are in here, it'll be something from the road. I'm sure you got a million.
Ooh.
Is there like a nice, easy one that you like to tell?
I'm usually good for these. Is there anything you've ever heard of me?
I'll tell this one, guys. Here, you and Duddy chat for a second. Figure one out. I'm gonna pee. Pee my pants.
Grab
bro.
Some beers. Grab some beers. So yeah, you don't have to jump into it.
Let me think.
Whoa, bro, why'd you call me out right in front of everyone? Shit.
Oh, you're leaving empty soldiers? Bro.
Nah, it's half full. It's half full. So, yeah.
Let's see some comments.
Yeah, what do we got here? Oh, so I had some people write in questions for you, actually. And one question that we got a lot from everyone, which is a fun story, I guess. Always. Have you ever had any crazy, like, shark encounters?
Yeah. Well, what would be my favorite one? None of them.
None of them.
There's so many, really, but I don't like talking about it. I guess my best shark encounter was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when all those great whites were all swimming through the many.
I remember that.
Like nuts.
Terrifying helicopter views down where you'd see them. Like,
and everybody,
oh, no.
Helicopters, drones, and shit like that, right? Yep. Right. We saw that, right? That I saw that too. So I was looking at that. I was like, oh, this is pretty sick. Whoa, there's a lot of sharks. Okay, I don't know if I really want to surf. Huh. GoPro just sent me this new Karma GoPro drone.
Gotta try it out.
I see all these guys droning over the sharks and showing me sharks. I was thinking to myself, what would be better than that? What if we fed the shark a fish? So I put like 4-pound test. I could blow on it, I think the fish would fly off. Put the fish on there.
On the drone.
On my drone.
Oh, fuck.
Made it so the thing barely could, like, the thing took off, but I had the camera straight down, right? So you could see the fish.
Yep.
Then I had my other buddy, Chuck Norris. I call him Chuck Norris. Chuck Willery. Film me with his drone, because he's also sponsored by GoPro. And we fed a great white a fish with my drone.
He ate the fish.
You ate the fish.
Oh, my God. That's fucking amazing.
Because I was like, oh, this is sick. Yeah. Seeing him, I'm like, yeah, seeing him. Yeah, cool. Right on.
Let's feed
like,
it.
We're sitting like this, and we're like, let's feed it.
Yeah, we will eat you.
And then everybody's like, oh, my God, I can't. There were some people who were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did it. It was like a quarter mile out, by the way, which they're already there, by the way. They're already eating fishes, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't think they knew that a drone fed it, by the way.
No, they didn't.
But go ahead and give me shit about it.
No one cares.
I was surfing New York this summer and a shark
the best
popped
part.
Up. I had to get out of the water.
Oh, and shit, here's the best part. I was like going down to the beach and the lady got attacked and all this kind of stuff. And then paper signs were up and I was kind of irritated because I didn't want to take my kids in the water. And then these little lame signs were like, oh yeah, kind of, sort of, there's sharks. When there's 15 million of them when you look at another angle. And the other signs. So I was like, man, we really got to get some attention on this. So tell you what, watch out when I need to get some attention on this. I will take my drone out, make sure to get the thing out there, feed a great white to make sure that everybody talks, be careful. It's dangerous out there.
Sometimes. You started something.
Yeah.
People are going to be doing that. You know, my brother-in-law just sent me an awesome video. This guy, the best fishing hack ever, which I can't believe I'm telling you guys.
The guy's in Australia?
No, the GoPro on a turtle.
Oh.
He's in a fishing spot, like a cool big pond, you know, that's, you know, got all the weeds and everything. So he strapped his GoPro onto a turtle and let the turtle go under the water. So he saw where all the fish were hiding.
How do you get real the time? Turtle to come back?
Real time?
The turtle popped back real time. He's watching it live on his phone, and he could see where the turtle's going, and he's seeing...
What the fuck finding his ad? Just throw what? Your thing over there.
No, I was saying, though. That was pretty fucking
fishing.
Cool, though. No, I'm with
poor
you.
Poor turtle.
He got the turtle came out of the water. He got the GoPro off, and he actually gave the turtle a little piece of, like, a little fish.
Fucking better.
Interesting.
Give it some lettuce.
Yeah.
Go, very turtle. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a fish over there. Okay, that.
Yeah. Oh, you I can strap one. A GoPro. You can't strap a GoPro on a turtle, one, but you could feed a great white with a drone.
Yeah, I know. I'm pulling his card. Come on.
Oh, which one is too futuristic?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
Did we come up with a band camp? What did we do? Or would you just tell it when I was?
I don't know. I was trying to think. Usually somebody comes up with a story to me.
Honestly,
I heard this one time, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, do you have
people tell you what you did?
I guess I can tell that story.
Yeah, you know what you told.
Asking me, I'm not gonna give
anyway.
Up that shit like that.
Honestly, the
I
shark
like
drone. Easy.
The
shark
Paul Rudd story too is kind of my.
That's
favorite.
A good one.
That's a good one, dude. We'll consider that.
We started something new last week. Do you have anything? It's called the to don't list. Do you have anything that you just like people should just stop? Like last week we had
stop correcting people's writing in on social media.
On like comments, like
if they spell the wrong you're the wrong way or the you know then you get in there. It's actually YOU apostrophe. It's like okay, fucking.
Is there anything that you're just like? Could we all as just the
look
world?
Look at us just putting
just
Kalani on the spot,
this?
Dude. We're like, here's some beers. Now think of a bunch of shit.
I just slap myself when I do it. That's why I do my Instagram like that because
it doesn't even have to be social media. Just anything. I'm just like, could we stop this?
Yeah, I just look at. In the beginning of that, I like for instance the social media and the and all that. I did it because I just had kids and all my friends had kids, so I think I used it like everybody else used it. And then a couple of my friends started making money off of it. And they're like,
yeah.
"Do this." I was like, "Whoa, what is that?" And then, long story short, I didn't know it was gonna come to that, but it's literally like it is what it is now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so now it's
a lot of people make money off it now.
I look at that thing and go, wow, once upon a time, I used to look at like Billy Camp, all my friends at home, because I lived in Cali. Mm-hmm. So all I want to do is see all my friends. So it used to be kids, and then now it's just ass.
Oh, it's like 90%.
And like I gotta unfollow some things. I like gotta break the code to get out of it. So now it's just dirt biking skating.
Dude, I got a friend at my barbershop. I'm a barber. One of the guys at the barbershop, he just double taps on asses all day. That's all it is.
It's just too much. What is it? It's porn now.
Yeah, and I always tell him, I get it that all you want to do is look at asses. I go, but why do you have to like all of them?
Yeah.
That's what, and he's also my friends that follow me, they can go see what I like and then I can share all those asses.
Because that's important.
I was like, I can't even
it's like
hate on that. That's a good
like, bro,
fact.
Look at that ass. But
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, millions of people see that.
That's what he is. He just sends asses to his friends.
That
and
is
go, great
it's
ass.
Like
it's like
same,
we're all stupid.
I guess it's the
dude.
Same people
we're
who
so
like
stupid.
Comment on porn videos. Like, you know.
Oh, that's my favorite. Dude, there we go.
What?
The to don't list.
There's the one right there.
Who the fuck? I love that one. You're commenting
don't like
on
the ass.
A porn video. Like, yeah. Is your fantasy that she'll see your comment and somehow contact
that's
you?
Gotta be it.
With, hey, thanks. Where do you live? Like, what? Watch the porn and move on. And you don't need to like the ass. In fact, stop liking all the asses on Instagram because we don't need to pat them on the ass anymore than they already, you know.
Whoa,
just,
that's a good metaphor.
We don't, ooh, guys. Nice. And we don't need to
quit
see.
Ass patting on the, on the ground.
Dude.
Quit ass patting on the ground.
You can't actually pat it, just leave
it
alone.
Just leave it
dude.
Alone.
Dude, and people who just post way too many photos of their kids. It's just, it's an epidemic.
Yeah, man, dude.
Every single thing the kid does, you got to see 18 photos of
18
it.
18 photos of their
and
kids.
So my friend, I think it was Ricketts, might have been him. Someone was like, oh, you just got to comment like, Want him to stop?
And here's the thing with the kids, and I'm going to be alone on an island with this one. We don't need any more sonogram photos, I want to say. Because, at least your kid is on the earth, all right? At least your kid
is so cute.
He's here. You go back to the sonogram. Is there any other way to announce that and I've had a kid, you hate him. Is there any other way? What are we doing, dude? Here we go, dude. It's happening.
Get the board.
Get the fuck.
It's right behind you. Give me the board.
Dude, I hate to do it.
Give me it.
I get so angry, I gotta go to the whiteboard with this shit. Here's the deal, everybody. You're having a baby. How about a picture of you and that, you know, whatever. Go into a poppy field or go out and, you know, under the pier and the loving hug and the we're expecting. Here's what a sonogram of your baby looks like. It's usually like some fuzz over here. There's like maybe a lima bean right here and then like a circuit. And then, you know, you'll see something right here that maybe there's like a 3 and a 1. And who can do that's your child. If that was my child, I would never post a picture. And where do we stop, I guess, is what. I mean, if your kid hasn't even entered the earth yet and he's already got an Instagram page, Kalani, help me out, dude. Where do we stop, guys? Where do we stop? Do we go back to before the conception? Maybe we show a picture of a calendar. Maybe there's a picture of a calendar and you go, here's my ovulation dates. Maybe just take a picture of the marked ovulation calendars and say, today's right here, but we're almost gonna get here. And then on the day, maybe you have a picture of your wife and you sitting on the edge of the bed. We're gonna try. How fucking far back do we go? Wait till you have the child.
He's over there like this.
Maybe next month and fuck you. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We went to the board, dude. We're gonna try. You're at dinner. We're having some wine, maybe. Show the cat. Where do we fucking stop? All right. Where does it stop?
I like the ass pad though. At the end of all that, the metaphorical thing and the end of the band camp and retrace of that is no more Instagram ass pats.
Yeah, stop. Collectively as a society, nobody like any more booty model pictures. Look at them. Zoom in. You take your fingers, zoom in, dude. Zoom right in. Just don't double. And if you do accidentally, take the fucking like back. You can take that
or
like back.
I ass pat you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you can hit him up.
Yeah, if Kalani ass pats you, he's not ass patting everyone. So that's a fucking what's up with your ass?
No, he's got the blue check next to his name.
We're gonna bring ass patting back. So we'll say don't do it, and then I'll make the comeback, and I'll be like,
when all these booty models have zeros, dude. And that's when you slide back in. Clack clack.
Bang.
And the comments have to stop. Yeah, you go, girl. You go. She's on her ass is in the air. You go, boy, and fucking do something with your life. You go.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
How many different angles? And I know we all say this, but it's pretty. I actually find it kind of wild that those girls that do that, they have the most followers and the trillion followers. So that's they're almost like irrelevant because they are what they are, and they're part of the thing that's whatever's going on on Instagram. But it's crazy to think that when they show their buns and then another suit and then something else and then it's the same thing. How stupid are we?
We're the worst.
We're like still like, yeah.
And by the way, this is judgment free. I don't double tap them because I don't want to.
But how dumb are we that imagine me and I'm a pro surfer. I'm a rad dude. But every time I'm like, I'm only going
same
left
turn.
And I'm doing the same turn. Sometimes
same
I go
turn.
Right. But I
but
pretty
you
much
know
just
what
do
your
this.
Good side is. You gotta and that's for, and that's not even
would
models
like
now.
Me?
Every single person,
why
every
like
girl
me?
When they do a post now, it's
but
a post,
weird, right?
It's never a natural we're just hanging out. It's always like I'm in the middle perfectly like this.
Yes.
Can I throw this out there?
And I got my
throw it.
It's so
the ass is kind of
does all the let me throw it. Okay, remember the word classy? Like back when they're like, oh, that girl's fucking classy. That's a classy girl.
That's done.
Is classy ever gonna come back? Number one. And then because it's gone way too far.
Now they're all assy.
It's really gone too far. And then here's another thing. Are men worth more than women as far as, let's say, I see back in the day, it used to be, wow, you're lucky. Like that girl showed her your butt, and it used to be classy. So like it was like, wow, whoo. Now it's everywhere. You're like, ah.
That's true. Remember,
whoa, put that thing away.
It used to be a big deal that like a certain chick like blah, blah, blah yeah. shows her boobs.
And then homegirl's like, oh, she did so-and-so? She's like, watch this one. She gets a dental floss out. She bites the thing in half. That's all I'm wearing now. So what I'm asking is, does that make the men? Because it seems to me like when I see like a good-looking guy being classy, because guys can't do that as much. Maybe I'm sure they can, but like maybe the guys I like. I got that queer eye for the straight guy, but like guys I like,
You guys couldn't show like 1,000 pictures of a dick.
And does that make it more? Does that make men more sort of like the thing now? Because it seems like women are saturating themselves, like their ass, their boobs, and they're like nothing else.
Well, the reason we're the classy ones now.
But the reason that they're saturating it is because all the men are looking at it and liking it and paying them and. Blah 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 blah. It's like they're getting all of that.
That's
because
a weird
the men
thing
are
to contemplate.
Watching it
because it's simultaneously like the biggest women's movement era ever with the Me Too and with everything, and it's also at the exact same time the fucking sluttiest that chicks have ever been. I never thought about that, but it is me. Here's my asshole.
Oh, the classy girls. The classy girls that keep it classy is like I wonder what's underneath. That's awesome.
That's
you know what
awesome.
I mean? The ones that stick it out there, you're like, I have nothing else to worry about. And then like, girl, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Dude. And then the inspirational quote, it's always like, here's my ass, and each day is another chance to be the best you.
My favorite is Love and Light. Love and Light. Love and
Love
Light.
Love and Light.
Love and Light, yo.
Okay. And we love get it. That you do yoga.
Ooh, I like that yoga.
Yeah,
that
we get it.
It's positive.
It is positive, and I love it, but you know what I mean? It's like every pose.
A new pose every day.
We get it.
I love that, too, because you can always scroll back on their Instagram, and you can see the day they started yoga. Yeah.
I bet you at least Nicolette, or the girl that was sending all those things earlier, she's going to listen to that, and that one girl on this feed today is going to be like, you know what? Just today, I'm going to put that one G-string around and wear my classy suit.
Yeah, Nicolette. You get out there, girl. Throw on a business suit with some puffy shoulders and get out there and fucking destroy it.
You're
going to
meet the man of your dreams.
And we'll double tap. Yeah.
No,
dude.
Probably not going to catch on anytime soon.
Yeah, probably. Actually, yeah. But you know what? Go be the classy girl out there. There's millions of them, you know. It's just the booty ones get all the likes. That's all.
There is.
But likes are, I don't know what those are anyway. Like I said, I got the dude at the barbershop. He's just pap, 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 pap. Never seen one face. Pap, pap, just butt. And he's right. They're all good butts. Anything else, Dud? What are you thinking, bud?
I don't know, man. I think that was that thing.
I feel like we can talk to Kalani for 3 weeks straight.
I think he's having back.
I know, dude. I want you to come to the live show. So we'll talk about that.
I thought we were live.
Oh, no, we're live. the live at the improv. But we'll get to that later.
You got anything else you want to plug before we head out?
Yeah, get all your plugs going, dude. I'm going to slide the outro up.
Plugs.
Obviously, Kalani Rob on Instagram. You got Beefs TV.
How much did we not say?
I know. We said it all.
We talked
a
lot.
This is fun.
Yeah, thanks.
I really like the studio.
Oh, you're welcome back anytime. I'd love to have you back, dude.
I'll come back.
Yeah, dude.
So go to feelinggoodwithduddy.com or the improv, irvineimprov.com to get your tickets.
Oh, the Moet.
They're bringing in Moet.
And
Alize for Jake's
every day
birthday.
And the LBC.
Whoa. Oh, Mark's bringing in champagne.
To you.
Uh-oh. But we still got to open
the rosé in the red cups.
All right,
everybody.
Well, let me finish this as we exit.
Duddy, get us out of here.
Yeah, irvineimprov.com or feelinggoodwithduddy.com to get your tickets for the live event at the Irvine Improv October 7th. It's going to be fun. Hope to see you guys there. Also, go to our Patreon page.
Yes.
We started a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. We got lots of behind the scene footage there, lots of extra content that you're not going to get for free.
And you will get a behind the scenes version of this show on our Patreon. Starting now and moving forward, every episode we do in the studio, we will also create kind of like a behind the scenes video that will be put up immediately as soon as it's done to our Patreon page, and only Patreon friends can view that. So go check that out later on today.
And also, go to CutlassBrand.com. Get some new gear. Always an awesome sponsor of this podcast, CutlassBrand.com. Go check it out. And if you put in code FEELINGGOOD, you're going to get 20% off.
Wah, 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 wah.
And again, happy birthday, Jake.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kalani Rob, for being on the show, dude. This was awesome for me and Duddy.
Woo!
Oh, I caught it. What the fuck?
Right. Yeah, birthday celebration. Thank you,
and
guys.
There it was.
See you next time.
Gotcha.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.